Now, it's the Festival of Dangerous Ideas. I think it's gone on to become one of the key points of Sydney's event calendar, better known as FODI. It's probably one of the most exciting things that's happening around Sydney, and the festival has just announced its lineup for 2016. I've got co-curator Danielle Harvey with me to give us a bit of an insight into what's going to be happening come September. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you very much for coming in.
Oh, my pleasure.
Now, look, last year was huge for you guys. 30,000 tickets sold just at the Opera House. Something like just under 500,000 people engaging through digital content. 7 satellite events across Western Sydney, regional Australia, New Zealand. It's even bigger this year. You've got 15 satellite events with some brand new areas coming in.
Yeah, that's right. The satellites are a wonderful way for people to who can't make it to Sydney and to the Sydney Opera House, the home of the Festival of Dangerous Ideas, to also participate. So we work with venues across Australia to we live stream 2 of our big sessions. So this year we'll be live streaming Lionel Shriver, who's doing a session on Break a Rule a Day. And if you haven't had enough about Australian politics, Annabelle Crabb and David Marr will be analysing what just happened on this past weekend, once we know what just happened this
past
weekend.
Well, we don't know and we won't know, but I can't get enough of Annabelle Crabb. How could you be sick of her?
That's right. So those sessions get live streamed across Australia to various other cultural institutions, and we work with those cultural institutions to create a live event, so to then put those ideas into practice in their community, to talk about how things, you know, what are the ideas that they want to see happening locally. So it's an exciting, relatively new part of the festival, but if you can get to the big thing, then I encourage you to come to the main, the house, and see what an ideas festival that takes over that venue, over 6 venues over the whole weekend. It's surprisingly loud for a talks festival, because, you know, everyone's talking, and it's a really wonderful thing, and you just feel like your mind's being cracked open after a weekend like that.
Well, especially given what you're doing with the opening address and talk. It's the activist and co-founder of the hashtag Black Lives Matter. It's Alicia Garza. She's going to be talking with Stan Grant.
That's right. I'm really pleased that Alicia is part of our program. I think it's going to be amazing to hear an activist like Alicia talk live, and to feel her passion, and to think about that campaign in an American sense, and some of the things that are echoing here in an Australian sense. So a powerful opening address.
It's going to be a hell of an insight to quite a lot around the world, I think. Now, of course, the big one that people have actually already been chatting to me about, Andrew Bolt doing the regular FODI session, How Many Dangerous Ideas Can One Person Have?
Yep.
I think it's an interesting call. I'm fascinated to see what he's going to do with that. But of course, you know, you and I were chatting sort of just before we clicked on. Been a bit of a few people are a bit angry about that Andrew Bolt's getting more airtime. But this is the point of dangerous ideas, though, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. I think, you know, Andrew is a provocateur. He has lots of dangerous ideas. This is a session that we've had people like Michael Kirby, Jermaine Greer do before. So, you know, first of all, ponder that, if you will, that, you know, Jermaine Greer and Andrew Bolt are going to have something in common. And, you know, hearing from other people's points of view, that's really part of having a healthy debate and a healthy awareness of the world around you. And that's what the Festival of Dangerous Ideas aims to try and evoke in people over the weekend, and take what you've learnt there, whether you end up agreeing or even further disagreeing with what you hear. And first of all, you have your dinner party conversation set for the next year. And I really do believe that this kind of debate will help people grow as people, grow as a society. So, you know, Andrew's got a place at the table, just like many of our other amazing speakers, both international and local. We have artists like Molly Crabapple and Lloyd Newsom as part of it. So if you're not looking for more commentators, then you can come and try something different. Many scientists. We have the ex-punk rocker Henry Rollins doing his piece Blood Sport, you know, very angry guy, very angry about the state of politics in the US. So that's going to be quite a session too.
I love the idea that you've got Henry Rollins in coming in to talk US politics. And the other international guest you've got that struck out for me was the author Lev Grossman. Magician's Trilogy is what he's known for, but he's also a book critic and tech writer.
That's right. And it's the book criticism and tech writing that we're going to be getting him to focus on for us in 2 sessions. So we're looking at whether there's any such thing as a good book. If if something like, you know, some classic texts can get 1-star ratings on Amazon, who's to decide what's good writing? And his other hat is he's a really well-known tech writer, mm-hmm. as you know, and he'll be doing a session with us, Apple versus the FBI, so unpacking what happened.
The golden age of surveillance.
That's right.
Has
that's
become
right.
known.
That's right. So he'll add an interesting perspective. But yeah, as an author as well, the Magician's Trilogy is awesome to read.
It is. It's fantastic. This is all, of course, not happening till September. I love that you're getting us so hyped up so early on. Are tickets getting booked yet? When can people start jumping in?
Yeah, so next week tickets go on sale, and today the lineup announces, so over 50 speakers, over 30 sessions, one little tiny weekend, one big opera house. So take your time this week, work out what you want to go to. I recommend it's best consumed en masse. Come for, you know, more than an hour. See something that you, somebody that you know, see somebody that you don't know. And, you know, just come on down. It's a really, if you haven't been, it's Sydney's, yeah, thank you for what you said earlier. It's a really big flagship
event
for us.
Oh, it's fantastic. Block out 2 days. Have some champagne in between sessions. Enjoy yourself. Make a day out of it.
Yeah, champagne or debate or coffee.
Well, whatever works that way. Yeah. Look, thank you so much for talking us through it. Really excited, and good luck with it all. I look forward to seeing it in September.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was Danielle Harvey. She's co-curator of the Festival of Dangerous Ideas. Do go and check out what they've got on, because it's an incredible lineup.